There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Story Corner, from the Gruffalo to the Hunger Games and beyond.
Now, we're not talking about the Gruffalo, we're not talking about the Hunger Games today, but we are talking about something rather exciting and inspirational. I'd like to welcome Leona Collins and Colette Barr to the studio. Now, would you mind just introducing yourselves for the listeners so that we can identify whose voice is whose?
Colette.
Hi, good morning. So, yeah, I'm Colette. I'm the Scottish one.
The Scottish one is Colette.
Colette is the author. Hi, everybody. I'm Leona and I'm the illustrator.
Okay, now just to introduce the listeners to, you know, why you're here and who you are. So you've collaborated on a series of stories called Eco Heroes, I believe. So why don't you kick us off with, so you're the author, Colette.
Yep.
Tony, you're the illustrator. Mm-hmm. Leona, sorry. I don't know. I think it's because I was thinking of Tony Collette there. So, Leona, you're the illustrator. So how did this come about?
So after university, I was working in a corporate environment for a long time. And after a while, I became a bit disgruntled or distinctly unimpressed with some of the environment and just decided that actually, you know, I want to do something myself. I want to do something that I'm passionate about. And do something completely different and challenge myself and go out on my own. And I was thinking about the ways that I could do that. And one of them was writing books, raising awareness. That's what I'm very passionate about and really want to get that message across to children. So recycling is my first passion. I don't know why, but it's something like it just irritates me that it doesn't happen. I know it's not the solution to a lot of the problems, but it's certainly something that we could start with. So Leona and I then got together and collaborated and came up with the Eco Heroes.
Well, we started off just, it was just a discussion really, you know, as most things are. The whole concept really was from Colette's passion, and we're actually next door neighbours in Jumeirah. We're in Dubai. I'm in Dubai 14 years now. And Colette is here how many years now?
Seven
years. So it was our morning walk or jog. We started to talk about these ideas. Personally, I'm a textile designer, but I've been doing freelance design here for all these years in Dubai. So she said, had this great idea about a book. And I said, sure, I can illustrate that. Yeah, no problem. Let's see where it goes. And that's really how it all started. Yeah.
A good story. And all good stories start with a good story, I feel. So it's serendipity that you were living next to each other. What you were saying about the recycling and you don't quite know why, that's the focus. I think it's something that's a very obvious thing, that it's a very tangible thing. And we can see what we can do with that. So I think it does make sense to start with that. So tell us about the research for the book, because tell us about the book itself and then how you actually did the research.
Okay, so the book itself is about five children in the UAE who go to a recycling factory as their school trip, and they get into trouble there, and it's kind of a bit of a message. It's a fun message about a serious topic, which is what we're trying to do with the five books. This is the first of the series. So,
We thought was important to begin with, and I suppose it was a very close collaboration on this, was that who the characters were and that they had to represent the children here, that they could empathise with the characters. So two of the characters are Emirati. The other three friends are expats of various nationalities, you know, so African, Asian, European. And I think it resonates with kids here. And we tried to make the dialogue and the storyline itself relevant to the age group, which is approximately 6 to 7 years, 6 to 10 year olds. And so it's very readable. It's fun, but it's delivering a serious message, but in a fun way to them that they can understand. But the characters themselves it was really important that they had to resonate with kids here, and that it's all local based. It's based in Dubai. We talk about Sheikh Zayed Road, various parts of the city here in the UAE, so that it's meaningful to them. And it's like they're not talking about problems in Europe or in America or somewhere else in the world, that it's relevant to here. So the Eco Heroes name came about because there was a school competition and they all won this competition, and they grouped together and formed this Eco Heroes group. So we developed the characters that there's Ahmed and Sundos, our brother and sister Emirati. Ahmed is like a guardian of the UAE and he's passionate about energy. Sundos is passionate about plastic pollution. The first book is Maria's book because she's the recycling ruler. The next book is about food waste, and that's Finley is like a real food fanatic. He loves food and he wants to be a chef one day. And the last character is Rudy. So his passion is about water conservation because he's from South Africa and there's a lot of issues with water scarcity there. So, you know, each character is developed in such a way that they each have their own book and their own topic that is relevant about sustainability and environmental issues.
What's in it is sort of factually correct for Dubai, isn't it? You actually went, there is the factory. The factory exists that they visit.
So we collaborated with one large recycling company and we spoke at length with them about various practices that are in place at that company. And also we worked with a waste management company here in Dubai as well. And they checked it from a technical perspective. So everything that we see in the book is in fact technically correct. And whilst we went to a number of schools to do pilot reading sessions, and so the children kind of gave us feedback on the actual book and the story and the grammar and various other things.
Well, that was funny. Yeah, we got our grammar corrected by five kids.
I can imagine.
Yeah, exactly. We also went to the recycling company to make sure that actually we were doing things technically correct as well.
And it's printed on recycled paper.
Absolutely.
It is. It's printed on recycled paper. It's printed locally. And we're doing an extensive outreach program in the schools here, starting with the schools that were part of our pilot reading group. But it's relevant as well on another level because it touches on a part of the curriculum as well now, because sustainability is very important now, social studies. So sometimes we work with a school to go in on an environmental day they're having. Sometimes they bring us in with the English department because they want to talk about the readability, writing a book, that angle. But it's also in Arabic. It's very important to say that as well. The very first book is already launched and it's in English and in Arabic. So we're hopefully going to start getting out to some of the Arabic schools as well now.
I think it's so important that children see themselves when they read a book. So I think it's great that you've got all these different nationalities. And like you say, you've made it very kind of UAE focused. So kids here open the book and they feel like they already identify with the characters. You said you went into schools to kind of test drive it.
Yeah.
What were some of the things that the children picked up on that surprised you? Were there things that they weren't aware of that you were surprised they weren't aware of, or things that they already knew that you were kind of like, oh, you already know about this?
It was a mixture of that, wasn't it? Some of the kids were very knowledgeable.
So, apart from the grammar,
yeah,
which is resonating with me.
In terms of like environmental issues.
Yeah. So actually, a lot of the schools have got environmental groups already within them. So they have the Green Eco Warriors, or they have
the green teams, groups.
Yeah, exactly. And there, a lot of them are doing a lot of really excellent programs already, but as far as what we were telling them, some of the things like on the e-waste, for example, so we touch on electronic waste and they don't know an awful lot about that, and that's something that's obviously increasing at the moment as well. So
I think that's a really important thing for Dubai, because when we were packing up to move in January, we had an awful lot of electronic waste, so phones, computers. And how do you get rid of that here? I mean, that I think is something that people don't know. The other things, okay, your plastic and so on, your glass, your magazines, newspapers, it's fairly obvious. But I think the bigger things that are actually far more challenging and have far more impact on waste, it's not always that easy to work out what to do with them.
Yeah. So one of the things we've been talking to schools about is if they are actually interested in measuring their waste. And if they are interested in measuring their waste, then we can introduce them to the companies that can help them. So we are collaborating with a company which is a consultancy that comes in and helps hotels and helps schools and helps organisations measure food waste. And it also helps them measure recycling. And also with the recycling company, And there's a new one opening up in January of this next year. And they will actually come out to schools and help them with their e-waste measurements.
It's state-of-the-art e-waste facility. And I think it's going to be the largest one in the Middle East,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah. So these are the kind of people we've been tapping into and trying to form relationships with so that we get the correct information, technical information, and also hopefully in the future it'll be more than we're raising awareness through the books, that we can actually measure change in habits, you know, in change in behaviour. So if we could go back and measure waste, measure e-waste, measure food waste within the schools and then broader beyond that as well, then eventually that's our ultimate aim.
I like the detail that you went into in the book. It covered far more ground than I expected. I mean, we've been talking about e-waste a lot, but that is something that I picked up on in particular as well.
Yeah.
Especially with you and moving and being aware of just kind of how much
what
we
do I
generate.
Do with it? Yes. Yes. Oh, and my goodness, yes.
I think that's also why it's important. It's not necessarily just what you do with it once you've got it, but it might actually hopefully inspire a younger generation to maybe reuse stuff.
Absolutely.
Rather than kind of replacing it.
Well, I think specifically e-waste is just a totally new concept that kids are not even aware of. I mean, we're only just as adults becoming recently aware of how much of it that there is. So we kind of phrase it in a way to the kids that, do you know where your iPads come from? What materials go into that? And actually, what if we run out of the copper and the gold that's in your iPad?
Yeah.
So imagine in 2 or 3 years that there's no more of that left and you're told that you just cannot make iPads anymore. And they all just went, you know?
Yeah. Context
really,
is always good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's making it relevant to them that's going to spur them into action.
There's been an awful lot recently in the news. I was reading an article this morning about fashion, clothes.
Yes.
And how much we live in a disposable clothes society. And, you know, you can order so much off the internet. You know, if you're in the UK, a dress for £5 or whatever, you wear it once and it falls apart. So is that sort of something else that you'll be tackling?
Fast fashion.
Fast fashion,
It's something that you talk about we talk about when we go to the schools. Mm-hmm. So we talk about, you know, has anyone got Adidas trainers here, for example? And then we talk about the fact that some of them are use recycled materials. We talk about like the fact that you're reusing. So it's recycle, reduce and reuse. Mm-hmm. So the children are very aware of that concept.
We did mention that on our latest blog on the website as well, about, you know, Halloween. We put a post up for Halloween about how to reuse your costumes or how to upcycle stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it's to make it convenient and doable, easy, you know. So
thank you so much, Leona Collins and Colette Barr, for coming on the show to talk about your books. Remind us what they are called and where people can get them from.
Okay, so it's The Eco Heroes Recycling Trip Trouble. And it's from our website, www.saveourworld.me. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.